Syria's Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal al-Mikdad is in China for talks with top Chinese officials in an effort to push for negotiations to end Syria's crisis. Mikdad has already met with Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi in the capital, Beijing.
During the visit, Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi and Vice Minister Zai Jun will hold meetings and talks with him. This visit is part of China's effort to push for a political solution of the Syrian issue.
Although China's economic influence in the Middle East is expanding, Beijing refuses to interfere directly in the region.
We don't send soldiers to a conflict or supply weapons, and we oppose countries that do so. We don't want to stoke the flames of war. We want the situation to calm down and return to negotiations.
As a permanent member of the UN Security Council, China has joined with Russia in vetoing Western-backed motions calling on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. Analysts say China suspected that the true motive behind the motions was simply to push for regime change.
We oppose outside intervention. We want the Syrian people to negotiate their own end to the conflict, and at most we will give them a platform to do so. During the Libyan conflict, China allowed a UN resolution to pass, permitting outside intervention there in order to prevent civilian deaths, only to see the West use it as an excuse to bring about regime change. We won't make that mistake again.
China has urged the Syrian government to negotiate with the opposition to take steps for political reforms. Beijing also called for a transitional government to be formed.
Syria's conflict began nearly 2 years ago. According to the UN, about 60,000 people have been killed because of fighting there, while another 700,000 have been forced to flee. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.